Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Larry Cantor, and here are today's top local stories.
Mayor de Blasio was hoping to begin indoor dining in the city next week, but that has been put on hold in light of the spread of coronavirus around the country that seems to be linked to indoor gatherings. Outdoor dining is another matter, and the mayor is full steam ahead on that, and not just at restaurants.
We're going to be able to open up the barbecue areas in our parks for this coming weekend, for the July 4th weekend, so folks can enjoy barbecuing. I want everyone to remember to be safe, still practice the appropriate social distancing, still wear the face coverings, but it's time for barbecuing to come back in our parks.
He says New York City's coronavirus numbers continue to be well under control. While much of the rest of the country is struggling to rein in coronavirus, New York Governor Andrew Cuomo continues to report good numbers here.
We've made tremendous progress. We now have the lowest infection rate in the United States of America, believe it or not. And we want to make sure we don't go backwards. Right now, we are in very good shape. We test more than any state in the nation, so we know exactly where we are.
On New York One this morning, the governor reported 7 deaths yesterday and a total of 853 hospitalizations for COVID-19. But there's a report this morning that Mayor de Blasio and Governor Cuomo are considering a delay in restarting indoor dining in the city next week. The mayor holds his briefing shortly. You'll hear it live here on 1010 Winds. And the governor is scheduled a briefing for 11:30. We'll also bring that to you live. Summer day camps can open in New York today. Staff will have to wear masks, and group sizes must be kept to 15 or less. In New Jersey today, shoppers are welcome back at indoor malls. Jay Daly is senior general manager at Westfield Garden State Plaza.
The capacity is actually 50%. And we're using technology and our security teams to help enforce and abide by the 50% occupancy rule.
Later this week, New Jersey is to move ahead with limited indoor dining and reopening casinos in Atlantic City. The worldwide death toll from coronavirus now tops 500,000. The United States accounts for 128,000 of them. New York and New Jersey account for almost 30% of the U.S. total, but that's still more than any other state. But the surge across the South and out West continue through the weekend. A dozen states have paused their reopening plans or pulled back a bit. Local and state leaders have vowed they will do whatever it takes to stay away from a second lockdown, but many have stopped short of taking the option off the table. Former CDC Director Tom Frieden told Fox News this weekend, this is going to continue to get worse for weeks. On ABC's Good Morning America, Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar said there are some differences now compared to when the pandemic began.
President Trump has secured 500,000 courses of treatment of remdesivir, and this through September. This is the drug that, if you're hospitalized, can reduce the length of your stay by a third. And we're working to make with our states to make sure it gets to the hospitals most in need.
The recent rise in shootings around the city continued over the weekend. And one of the victims was a recent high school graduate in the Bronx who was also a promising basketball player.
Final photo of Brandon Hendricks posted on Instagram over the weekend. A picture of himself holding his diploma from Monroe High. He just graduated Friday. Now, midnight last night, a group of young people on Davidson Avenue, when The 17-year-old was shot in the neck and killed. He was a star guard and captain of the basketball team in Monroe. His coach, Nigel Thompson, raced to St. Barnabas Hospital to grieve with his family.
He was in my geometry class for a year, and those are some of my fondest memories with him because of his, he was just such an inquisitive kid, a smart kid, so helpful and thoughtful, and the energy that he brought to that class, where was the kind of kid who would help other kids make sure they understand, and he was almost like an assistant for me at times.
Brandon's uncle, Noel Ellison, helped raise him. Here's what the police told him happened.
I think it was just a bunch of people at an event that, and whoever may be perpetrators upset may have been thought to be amongst that crowd of people, and they walked out, but evidently just started shooting.
Glenn Schuck, 10-10 wins in the Morris Heights section of the Bronx.
Also last night, a man in his 40s was shot and wounded in Williamsburg, Brooklyn. He is expected to survive. NYPD Chief of Department Terrence Monahan says New York City hasn't seen an uptick in shootings like this in nearly a quarter century. More than 500 shootings, or about 42% more than last year at this time. He cites many reasons. One is the negative perception of law enforcement since the George Floyd killing in Minnesota. Another, the court system isn't running because of COVID. Monahan says animosity toward the police has been unbelievable, and cops are confused about what they are expected to do. Tomorrow is the deadline for New York City to settle on a budget. The coronavirus and Black Lives Matter are both affecting the decisions. Four officials involved in the talks say the city council and Mayor de Blasio are nearing a deal to significantly reduce the budget of the police department. Cuts that the mayor's team proposed largely match those of the council. Sources say school safety agents would be moved to the Department of Education. A July recruiting class would be canceled. Certain homeless outreach programs would be shifted away from the NYPD. City spending will be reduced to $87 billion, down from more than $95 billion when the mayor proposed his budget in January. President Trump says he was never briefed on a bounty plot against U.S. troops in Afghanistan. A new report in the New York Times says otherwise. Now members of Congress are pushing for answers. Correspondent Alex Prescia has more from Washington.
President Trump pushing back on a bombshell New York Times report accusing Russia of offering bounties on U.S. soldiers in Afghanistan. That same report saying the president was briefed on the findings. Trump writing in a tweet that Intel told him they did not find the info credible and therefore did not report it to him or the vice president.
This is totally outrageous.
Still, Trump has drawn criticism from House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and others. The White House is scheduled to hold a briefing with select members of Congress on the issue later today.
The bounties are believed to have resulted in the deaths of several U.S. service members. There's an arrest warrant out for President Trump. It was issued by Iran, related to the death of their top general, Qasem Soleimani. He was killed in a drone strike in Baghdad last January. Iran and its allies condemned the strike as an assassination. The Trump administration viewed Soleimani as a ruthless killer responsible for the deaths of hundreds of Americans. Iran has also asked Interpol to take action in this case. It's unlikely that Interpol will grant that request.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the radio.com app to take us with you wherever you go.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.